Welcome to the Poem of the Week. As you know, poems are patient-oriented evidence that matters. Each week, our poem is intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes, and he is joined by InfoPoem's senior editor, Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Good day, Mark. How are you doing?
Well, still trying to recover from the Georgia's loss to South Carolina, but we'll be okay. Well, Bulldog Nation is in mourning this today, but you know we'll get over it.
Well, maybe in some tangential way, our poem this week will relate to that phenomena. We're going to talk about abscesses. I've actually been trying to figure out for a couple of months why in my practice I seem to see a disproportionate amount of abscesses on young people. Anyways, one of the things that anybody who treats abscesses always wonders a little bit about is it true, as we were often taught in medical school, that the drainage of an abscess is in fact the definitive treatment and you don't need antibiotics, or whether antibiotics are actually needed to help settle the infection and make sure that there's no systemic effects of the infection. Anyways, this week's poem addresses that exact question. It was published in the Annals of Emergency Medicine, and it asks a question just this time for children, but it does say, in children with drained skin abscesses who are immunocompetent, so otherwise healthy people, is no treatment as effective as antibiotic treatment? Is it appropriate to provide antibiotics, or is the treatment, the IND itself, the definitive treatment? What did they find, Mark?
Yeah, this was a nicely done study. It was a double-blinded, randomized controlled trial set in the ER. And the authors call it the Keflex reflex, to always give Keflex. And, you know, I see folks doing this after surgical procedures, after biopsies. You know, here's a couple days of Keflex just to cover you,
right,
kind of thing. And very common, basically no evidence to support that. But, you know, absence of evidence is not evidence of absence, as Carl Sagan liked to say. So, you know, it may be that there's a benefit. We just don't know. In this study, they took 161 kids aged 3 months to 18 years, and they all had ultrasound-confirmed skin abscess that required drainage. I mean, it's got to be an ER study. If they love their handheld ultrasounds. And, you know, I've never used one. I just use the handheld thumb to or index finger to confirm that there's an abscess requiring drainage. But
right.
In any case, they definitely had an abscess. Half the kids were under 5 years old, so pretty young group. And they excluded any kids who had systemic symptoms like fever and chronic disease or who'd recently used antibiotics or steroids. So basically a group of healthy afebrile kids with a skin abscess. And in this healthy group, 80% were due to community-acquired MRSA. But fortunately, all of the strains were susceptible to trimethoprim sulfa, otherwise known as Bactrim. And after IND, the kids were randomized using concealed allocation to get either standard dose of Bactrim twice a day for 10 days or placebo. And on average, the kids took about two-thirds of their doses, which is pretty typical to most studies of antibiotic use, and particularly in children. Failure was defined as residual erythema or warmth or induration, fluctuance, tenderness, or drainage after 10 days. And treatment failure occurred in only 4 to 5% of kids in both groups. So there was no difference between groups in treatment failure. They did lose a few more kids in the placebo group than in the treatment group, so 8 versus 4. And if you assume that all 8 of those were treatment failures, that would tip the scale toward Keflex being better than placebo. But that assumption is a bit extreme, a bit of a stretch, especially since the overall failure rate was only 5%. So significantly more kids treated with placebo did develop new lesions during the treatment. So they developed some other furuncle or carbuncle or a little abscess in some other location during the 10 days. That occurred in 25% on placebo versus 12% on Keflex. And that was statistically significant. After 90 days, they were able to follow up about two-thirds of the kids. There was no difference in new lesions at that point. So there was another study. Yeah, bottom line, this appears that adding an antibiotic, adding the Keflex, does not improve resolution. It may prevent, for every 8 kids treated, it may prevent 1 new lesion. And there was a similar study done in, we covered it back in April 2008, Poems, of 160 adults in an urban ED. A lot of them were HIV positive or drug users, and that one also found no benefit of adding the Keflex. So maybe the Keflex reflex should be rethought.
Well, but it perhaps it should, but it's not quite as compelling a case as I would have liked. You know, you make a great argument, or the authors make a great argument with regard to resolution of that particular abscess, and maybe that's what most of us are treating with the Keflex reflex, as you're saying. But you know, the issue of new lesions, and again, not being an ID person, but I'm assuming that there's some seeding, either that is existing with the abscess in its native state, or perhaps as a result of the IND process. You know, I think that it's maybe one of those things that you want to talk to your patient about. And, you know, I don't think you could be faulted for giving a patient Keflex based on you know, my understanding of what you've just described.
Yeah, and actually, we should be clear. I keep saying Keflex, and we're talking about Bactrim in this study
because they did
have MRSA. It's just kind of cute to say Keflex reflex. I just thought that was terribly cute.
Right.
But, you know, you're right. And that's, I mean, it's a, you know, you're giving 8 kids the Bactrim. You know, the more of that you use, potentially the more resistance might develop to it over community-acquired MRSA. Maybe it's a situation where you, and again, this is total speculation on my part, but maybe you give kids a prescription in pocket and say, you know, if you notice any other area of redness that starts, go ahead and start taking this right away, but you don't have to fill it otherwise. You know, that might be another option, kind of a midway option. So again, unstudied, that's speculative, but it certainly isn't helping them get better faster. In adults, wasn't helpful, and remember, after 90 days there was no difference in new lesions. So but yeah, there may be that little benefit, and then certainly if you've got a maybe a particularly large abscess, or if on careful exam you see a couple other areas of redness, you might want to go ahead and use it.
Right. The other thing to point out in terms of evidence-based medicine is you know, all of these antibiotic regimens that are used on an outpatient basis that are 5 days or 7 days or 10 days or 14 days are also often just hocus pocus. We've done a number of studies that have looked at UTIs and how long you need to, and so in this particular case they chose 10 days. Although I suspect that even that wasn't evidence-based, they could have chosen 5 days. And the fact that as many people made it to 10 days twice a day as did is quite impressive, I think.
Well, you know, the reason, I mean, it's one of my friends, Louis Jacques, who's a family physician, always, you know, would tell the students, do you know why we use 10 days of antibiotics? And people would have all these reasons, and he would hold out his hands and say, manual decision making.
Yes.
Because, you know, we have 10 fingers, and it's convenient. Or why 7 days? Because there's 7 days in a week.
Right.
You know, so there's nothing magical about that.
Excellent. We'll talk with you again next week, Mark. Thanks for going through that with us.
All right. Thank you.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.